Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back and happy Thanksgiving week. As you just heard on the news cycle, this is one of the busiest travel days of the year. So if you're traveling, be safe out there. But you know, you're traveling and we're celebrating because one of the highest holidays in the United States that we celebrate is this week, Thanksgiving Day. And you know, I think personally, personal opinion, Thanksgiving does not get its due respect in many American households. You know, it's like everybody's already to Christmas, or at least a lot of people already are. You know, 4th of July people love, you know, there's just other holidays generally just get more excitement. Some of it, I don't know, maybe tied to traditions. And I, as I've aged, especially as I've become a parent, really have changed my perspective on it. It's one of my favorite holidays now, and not just because of the food and some of the traditions that there might be, but just there's so much history, so much like the history of faith in America, the importance of faith in our life, the importance of having days set aside for remembrances and feast days. I mean, you go into, you know, just if you're a Christian, go into the Bible and look at how important the feast days were, and throughout really all sorts of different histories of cultures all over the world, the importance of these community events where you gather with family, with friends, where you sit together and you feast together, you enjoy each other's company, and specifically with Thanksgiving, that you focus on all of the blessings and even verbalize the gratitude and thankfulness for all of those blessings that you have in your life. I mean, there is something in that that I would argue is from God. Just because you see it in Scripture. And regardless of what your views on it is, I think everybody can agree that it is something very special, really to be treasured. And it's a great holiday. Thanksgiving is a great holiday. And I had the chance. I've told you earlier, I have little kids. So I have a just-turned 8-year-old, just-turned 6-year-old, and a 2-year-old. And we got to go on a trip not too long ago where we went up to New England and got to show some of the historical sites to my kids. So we got to take them to the Plymouth Plantation. If you've not seen this, it's in Plymouth, Massachusetts. They've created basically an entire city or town, a replica of exactly what it was like, the forts, the plots of land that the pilgrims, just like they lived on in the settlement and how they lived. You can go walk into their houses. There's people that dress up every day and are doing this enactment of what it's like. You can go and see, they've built a replica of the Mayflower that you can go see. And then, of course, there's also Plymouth Rock, which actually is one of the more disappointing things that you can see. It is just a rock, and we're not entirely sure if it was even used. But, you know, it's a great tradition regardless. Not the most exciting. The town, Plymouth, is a way better. It also has a Native American village. You can really see what it was like for that first Thanksgiving, what it was like at that, I mean, just so early in our history. And I loved it. My kids ate it up. And the whole experience brought the history to life more for me than it would if you just don't go and visit it. So I will tell you, if you have the chance, if you're ever nearby, I know it's kind of far, you should go. I think it will do your heart good, especially if you're a history lover. Take your kids, teach them about the great history of our country. And Thanksgiving is one of those times where we also do that. I mentioned it earlier that the Thanksgiving Proclamation of 1789, this is the first time we made Thanksgiving a federal holiday. And who was it? It was George Washington himself. Congress had passed this and said, hey, we need to celebrate and have a day of remembrance and celebration of Thanksgiving. This is post-Revolutionary War and the founding of this new nation. And he did this proclamation where he said, by the President of the United States of America proclamation, whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. And he goes on to make, Thursday, the 26th of November, to be that Thanksgiving Day. And of course, we've continued it and with different proclamations, and it's, you know, the federal holiday we know today. And as time passed, it became so tied to the story of the first Thanksgiving, which we all know from the history of the Pilgrims. I'm very interested in this. I have relatives, we can trace it all the way back to relatives that were coming over on the Mayflower. We have relatives that were their ancestors who were burned at the stake in England for just wanting to read the Bible in their own language and spread the gospel to people. And they were persecuted for their religious beliefs. So, I mean, we have this strong, rich history in America. When you go back, you see the same threads that are in our history today with the importance of faith, the importance of freedom of speech, of freedom of religion, and how the people that got here, why we believe and think the way we do, why our system is created the way, it's all in the history. So you got to teach the history. So, I mean, I just encourage you, if you're driving right with your kids right now, look up the story, read them the story of the Pilgrims. I read the book, The Mayflower, last year at this time of year, where it's just, the history is so compelling. It's also very compelling because the story of the first Thanksgiving is the story of why socialism always fails. I told you we were going to talk about Scout Motors. That will probably be in our next segment, and it's about socialism, by the way. But if you weren't aware, the Pilgrims actually tried socialism when they first got here. They were leaving because of religious persecution, but they also thought, you know what, that a lot of the capitalistic system maybe seems kind of greedy, so we should do our own thing. We're in a season of want, so to get through this, we're all going to come together and we're going to create basically a commune where we're going to share everything. We're going to own it together. We're going to share all in common is what they called it. And there's not going to be private property or self-interest, and this will work because we're all a homogenous society. We're even of the same religion, and this will be a good thing. And I mean, like, plenty of people throughout world history have had these thoughts. Well, if we all just, you know, lean into our better natures, and we all share things, and we get along in this perfect society, it'll all go well. And what happened? It was an abysmal failure. The Pilgrims, when they tried this, it was an abysmal failure. Governor William Bradford actually wrote in his diary, he was the head of the colony, about how disastrous this was. People would come and work, and it didn't really matter what amount of work they put in. Everybody got the same benefit. It was completely divorced from any actual efforts you put in. So what happened? People started showing up to work late. People stopped putting up. People were getting injured and taking more time off. And so productivity dropped. And what happened? Everybody got the same. Who cares? So what happened? Even the hard workers started working less. And they started falling into very desperate times where people were starving. And it was just, and Bradford's writing this, that the less industrious members of the colony came late. And everyone started becoming easy and easing in their labors, knowing that they're all going to get the same amount of share. Who cares? Other people malingering, and they're going to get the same thing. So I guess, why would I put in the effort? So what did they do? The Plymouth colony decided to totally change tack, bring in private ownership, and tie your work to the reward. You get to own your own plots. You farm it. Whatever you do, you can sell it. You reap the benefits. You can do whatever you want. You own it. And what happened? Overnight, the colony changed and really set off the course of American capitalism. Everybody started work. They planted more corn than they ever could want because they wanted to have the surplus. Food was no longer a problem. They freely exchanged. People started making things, like the crafts and stuff. Women started growing gardens in their front lawn and having all the, I mean, it just overnight changed the whole culture. They had things to trade with the Indians and on and on. The story of the first Thanksgiving is primarily about being thankful and recognizing all the good gifts that you have from God and the importance of faith in the American experience. And it's also a cautionary reminder about the failed economic systems and why it's so important to, when we come with, to make a government, that we recognize the reality of humanity, that everybody's fallen, that people are likely to not work. And the Bible is very clear. You don't work, you don't eat. So probably stick with the tried and true systems that work and not trying to create communist utopias that just fail every single time. So I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. I hope you tell this story to your kids. Look it up. Don't just listen to me. Go fact check me. Look up, listen to the Mayflower. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving. When we come back, we're going to talk about that Scout Motors deal, the $1.3 billion of your taxpayer dollars that we spent. And I have an unfortunate update on how that's going, and I bet you can guess what it is. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara Servatius, News Talk 98.9 WRD, voice of the Carolinas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And the history of socialism and communism is just that. It leads to starvation. It leads to want. And why? Because it's fundamentally, I mean, liberalism is fundamentally rooted in things that aren't true. And this is in the weeds, but maybe some of you care. I mean, Rousseau's whole idea that it was all of our institutions that were actually at fault, and humanity is basically good. And if we just mimicked our government on the understanding that humanity is basically good and we just, you know, appealed to our better angels, we can create this utopian society where everybody will do right and everybody will work hard and you don't need incentives. And it's just completely divorced from reality. I mean, if you're a Christian, you know, the Bible very clearly reveals that we are all sinners. And unfortunately, all of us, even daily, make bad decisions and we fall into sin. And in fact, we need institutions in our lives to encourage us to do what's right. Institutions like the family, like the church, like the government, which the Bible clearly lays out, are ordained of God. Socialism and utopianism, it wants to get rid of all those restrictive behaviors, as Rousseau said, that, and just, you know, those things are controlling, those things are oppressive, those things are patriarchal and any other, and racist and misogynist, anything you think of, all the isms and all the labels that they throw on it. That's a fundamental difference. Conservatism, it recognizes that, no, in fact, those are ordained by God for our good, and we should uphold them and we should obey the law. I mean, it's just the fundamental tension between liberalism and conservatism. Utopianism versus based in reality, conservatism. And the story of our founding, of our documents, of protecting basic human rights while also still, making sure that our rights are protected from the government, and we're protected from each other and people that would abuse each other's rights. I mean, there's beauty in the system. And that's because the system was, I absolutely argue, and I think I can easily defend, that it's rooted completely in Judeo-Christian values. But that is not the point of this segment. Well, that's kind of the point. We are talking about Scout Motors. And you may remember, not in the too distant past, South Carolina passed a $1.3 billion taxpayer-funded handout to Scout Motors, which is Volkswagen. And we paid them this money for them to come to South Carolina and build a plant to make electric vehicles. Yes, electric vehicles. A declining market. I mean, we just Ford shut down their electric vehicle plant and their production. In Europe, they've shut down the I can't remember which company it is, but they're doing the same thing there. They're saying there's no demand. There's no demand in Europe. There's no demand in the U.S. Oh, but South Carolina, we know better, and our governor knows better, and our legislature knows better. And so they, broke all the records and gave $1.3 billion of your money to this company to come here. I mean, corporate welfare, blatant socialism, everything about the deal stunk, from the fact that it was electric vehicles to the fact that its location. And this is all on the heels of the Carolina Panthers deal, which you may remember. The Panthers came in. We made all these promises. We built them this interchange to nowhere up in Rock Hill. And what happened? It all fell through. They didn't come. And we ended up with this interchange to nowhere that we all funded and tons of steel piled in a field that we had to pay to move. So that went well. Anyway, but of course, the government knows best and legislators know the best. So here we are taking another bite at the apple. You may recall there was a group of us who opposed that deal. I told you earlier, I represented, I'm no longer in office, Taylor's South Carolina for 6 years. And I'm in office. And if you know nothing about Taylor's, it is one of the most conservative areas. People are common sense conservatives. They are, leave me alone, the government, I'm going to do my work. And that's common sense conservatives. They don't want their money wasted on, you know, being paid out to private companies. They don't want their money going to do transgender surgeries on minors or you know, all the junk that the government has funded over the years. They want it limited to core government functions. So I got all this flood of text messages of when this deal was coming up. $1.3 billion, no way, vote no. So I, of course, was going in to vote no. Well, they started discussing how could anybody oppose this deal? It's so great for South Carolina. So I simply got up and spoke about why I thought it was a bad idea. No, very few people were opposing it. I think there were maybe 16 of us. And this interchange, a couple of you had asked if I was the speech guy, and I did it last time I hosted Forterra, and I played this clip. And it's funny to me because here we are talking about Scout Motors again, and you may have heard this, but it will lead into exactly where I want to go with this. So this was a few years ago, a clip where I was speaking, and the minority leader, a Democrat, jumped up to defend the Commerce Department and the government planning when it comes to our private sector.
I get that the people in Columbia, that the lobby wants me to either not vote or to vote green on this. But my constituents want me to vote red, and they want their tax money spent on core government functions, on their roads, on their schools. That's what they want their money spent on. So they don't want us in here trying to play this government planning thing where we in our bureaus can figure out where the job should be, who should be employed, how much money should be allocated where in the private sector. It never works. It's socialism. It's never worked anywhere before. So what are we doing to trying to do it here?
But would you consider the fact that South Carolina's track record on bringing major projects into this state has a winning record, and therefore, again, commerce should be listened to rather than those people back in your district that may ever brokered a deal, may not understand what it means of being a project, may not understand economic incentives. So what you're suggesting is we should listen to the people back home in your district rather than the people at Commerce that have been successful at bringing these mega deals to South Carolina.
Mr. Rutherford, I don't think that you could have espoused a philosophy that disagrees more fundamentally than me. I completely disagree with you, and I think that you believe what you just said. But no, I 100% am going to listen to the people back home who I represent in this House, and you should listen to the 40,000 people in your area and not and not the bureaucrats at Commerce, and not the lobbyists, and not the multi-billion dollar international corporations. You should listen to your constituents like I am. So yes, I will always fall back on the common sense of the wonderful people from Taylor's and Greenville Eastside far more than I will ever listen to unelected bureaucrats, other representatives in here who have been here for far too long and have maybe managed a whole lot of these deals, and far more than I will ever listen to any member out there.
So, Mr. Morgan,
so that clip went crazy viral, not because it was really exceptionally well delivered. I've been up at the stand for a long time, peppered with questions, primarily from Republicans, by the way, including the assistant majority leader who jumped up just blasting me. How dare you oppose this? You know nothing about business. And I'm like, your constituents are a bunch of rubes. It's just infuriating stuff. And here the Democrat actually says, the minority leader defending the Republican supermajority plan to give $1.3 billion of our money to Scout Motors, and saying how could you possibly think that it's a good idea to give our money or to oppose the Commerce Department when they say that this is a good deal? How dare you? You're telling us we should listen to the folks back home. And that's why people were so shocked. Well, now the update, what's going on with Scout? Well, we gave them $1.3 billion, including $400 million of cash. And now they've announced they are building their headquarters in North Carolina. $1.3 billion, and they're building their headquarters in North Carolina. That's going to be 1,200 high-wage jobs for Charlotte area. And by the way, North Carolina, they only paid them $46 million in tax incentives, where we paid $1.3 billion. It's about the biggest snub you could get. And in fact, the Charlotte, North Carolina social media page posted about how great this was. It has massive traction about how they only spent this one, you know, they only spent 46 and we spent $1.2 billion, and just how great it is for them and how they snubbed South Carolina, and basically how it's, haha, what a great joke. You know, I don't think I've ever been more frustrated about being right about something. And by the way, they're already walking back some of the promises related even to the production facility. So it's very unfortunate. This is why we have to demand better of our elected officials. Those kind of people who have those philosophies that the government knows best, that the government creates things, they don't. Socialism fails everywhere. Don't mess with the private sector. Don't fund certain businesses as opposed to others with our tax dollars. It's wrong, and it's always wrong. Up next, some more wild welfare fraud stories. This one you're not going to want to miss because it turns out taxpayer money funding terrorists. And I kid you not. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara Servatius, News Talk 98.9 WRD, voice of the Carolinas. Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back. And back to the text line. Some of you saying Scout should have to pay the money back to South Carolina, that $1.3 billion. Yeah, they should definitely pay some of it back. And how about we just stop meddling in the private sector? We stop using some people's tax money and giving it to another company. I mean, think about that. Your company that you work for, that you own, you're paying taxes. but we're going to take that money, literally money that's in the reserve fund, and just take it and give it to a different private company for coming here, who, by the way, may be your competitor. And then they also get a tax break, but you don't get a tax break. That is where the picking winners and losers and allowing the government. And by the way, it's also who is the closest to the politicians, who has access, who has the relationships. It's just fundamentally wrong. It's unfair. I think it's what one of the main things that creates corruption in our system. And we just got to stop it. And there's no excuse in a Republican-controlled state that we engage in that. And then have the governor celebrating it like it's his biggest achievement. I mean, he's silent on so many important conservative reforms, but yet he can't stop talking about the things, the deals that he brings, the jobs he creates. You don't create jobs. The private sector does. And anytime a Republican or politician starts telling you the jobs they've created, that should be your response. You did not create the jobs, the private sector did. Now, you may have helped roll back regulation to help the private sector, and good on you if you're doing that. By the way, Trump is doing that right now. But let's not lose our understanding of where jobs actually come from. Now, some other big news from the Trump administration. I don't know if you are sick of winning, because I'm not sick of winning. And I've got some great news for the Trump administration, or from the Trump administration, that they, as of yesterday, have announced that transgender surgeries on minors are now going to be considered human rights violations by the Trump administration, by the United States government. And in fact, they will now be ranking and rating foreign nations as they look at how their human rights violations and how they're doing in that area. They're going to include if you are funding or even allowing transgender surgeries, mutilations on minors, then that will actually affect your score. You will be downgraded for those human rights violations. Also included, government-funded abortions. Also included, arresting people for hate speech and blatant racism and preferential hiring. I mean, it's such a different world. The Biden administration was the opposite. It was funding all that junk. All of our tax dollars were funding the mutilation of minors. And by the way, don't forget, in South Carolina, we were funding a transgender clinic, seeing kids 6 years old to 18 on our tax dollars. On our tax dollar dime, they were funding it. They were getting counseling, and they were being referred even for surgery. And when we found out, we tried to call it out. The Freedom Caucus is who exposed it. A lot of Republicans wouldn't even touch it. They're like, oh, that's MUSC, and that's the medical community. You don't want to step on those toes. And I'm like, are you kidding? I absolutely want to step on. I want to stomp on those toes and get them to stop mutilating kids. It's just so great to have a president and administration who actually care about the effects of these policies, care about people's lives, care about life and death, I mean, with abortion, care about kids and their future. Anyway, I could go on, but I want to play you this clip because now the media is once again wringing their hands, and they did this coverage. This is in South Africa, and they're so upset because of this transgender clinic that has been shut down. And it's a tragedy because it was fully funded by the American taxpayer.
She's showing us around what was a clinic for trans people in central Johannesburg.
Wow, it was big.
It's big. This used to be our pharmacy.
And so this has all gone away.
The clinic was funded by USAID, and it was a lifeline for more than 1,000 transgender people until it was forced to shut down after President Trump closed the aid agency earlier this year.
As soon as Trump was inaugurated, basically, as soon as he came back into office.
Within like a week, he just decided that he wants nothing to do, more especially with LGBTQI+ people, and more especially, he said, transgender community.
Oh, it's just a tragedy, right? A fully funded transgender clinic in South Africa, funded with American taxpayer dollars. The State Department is, by the way, who released that they're going to be you know, penalizing people and it factoring in the score if you're giving trans, if they're actually doing transgender surgeries on minors. And the State Department is who pushed to cut the USAID funding, USAID funding for these clinics. I mean, it's insane that our debt is what it is, that our infrastructure is crumbling, that our military is underfunded, that on and on and on and on here at home, but we're funding transgender clinics in South Africa. I mean, the more this stuff is exposed, I'm glad that it's getting exposed. I'm so thankful that the Trump administration is every day rolling out these new executive orders. But by the way, Congress is doing nothing. And as amazing as the Trump administration is doing right now, and they are, I mean, they're crushing it on pretty much all fronts, the next administration can just simply undo it. So it's time for the Republicans in Congress to get serious and actually pass legislation to rein in the rogue agencies, to make it so that they can't fund these kind of frivolous things, that they fix the election integrity with our requiring photo IDs to vote, and on the bills that must get passed. I mean, must get passed before the midterm. There's no time to waste. Up next, we're going to talk about that scandal with the Somali aid that our tax dollars were going to terrorist groups. Don't go anywhere. This is Adam Morgan in for Terror Servatius. News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas. Hey, are conservatives in South Carolina voting to give our tax dollars away to these companies? Well, they're not conservatives. That's easy. They're liberals, or at least, I mean, they're liberal. How do you vote for that stuff gleefully and claim to be a conservative? You're just absolutely not. I mean, it's the same people that voted for the Hollywood tax subsidies in the budget over and over again, literally paying to get Hollywood to come here. By the way, what happened to Atlanta when Georgia did that? It's turned it into a purple state. Now more of Hollywood movies are being done in Atlanta than California. So great, you got a nice benefit for your commerce, and then you fundamentally altered your culture. And now it's you're going to have crime. I mean, especially if they flip to Democrat, you're going to have a rise in crime. You're going to have just objectively worse life because you thought that it was all important to pay one big company with liberal values to come to your state, which, by the way, Volkswagen is going to require anybody that works with them to be DEI compliant. That's one of the main things they push. So any company in South Carolina that wants to work with them, and of course there's going to be plenty, are going to have to change the way they act. And once again, Republicans pushing that. Actually, we don't really need that in our state. We got plenty of other ways for the private sector to make jobs. Maybe cut the income tax. There's a crazy idea. Maybe roll back. Do you know we're one of the most overregulated states in the country? Maybe cut some of those regulations instead of you taking our tax dollars and deciding what's best. Let's see. You're telling me my tax money on my income from BMW is paying for a competitor. Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you. That's exactly what happened. I'm getting multiple comments about Patch the Pirate. So am I Patch the Pirate? Am I the Patch the Pirate guy? So I should answer them because I've never answered them before when I've been on the radio. So I served in the legislature for 6 years. I was the founding chair of the Freedom Caucus. I ran for Congress last cycle, did not win, but Greenville voted for me, and I won Greenville. So like I said, the jewel of South Carolina. And then I did not run for state house again. In my regular life, I run a publishing company called Majesty Music. It's my wife's family. Her dad was Ron Hamilton. He lost his eye to cancer. He was a music writer. He had a program called Patch the Pirate that's still going strong. And we took that over and keep it going. So that's the references to those if you see that. It's a fun comedy musical that teaches biblical values and has a gospel presentation in it. And the last thing we talked about was transgenderism. And on the new one, as we worked in the program, it's called Switcher Snatchers. And the theme is identity. And in the story, a bunch of sea lions decide they no longer want to be wild and dive for food all day, and they want to be puppies because they see how puppies are loved and treated. And so they decide to train them and kidnap the puppies. It's very funny. All of the Patch Pirates are fun. But anyway, if you don't know what that is, you can check it out. Kids will love it. And it actually teaches them good values instead of it being Disney, which is probably corroding your children's values. But anyway, when we come back, I've been floating this Somali welfare fund story. It's really a shocker, so I'm going to get to it soon, but Up next, we have a great guest, the new chair of the Freedom Caucus, to talk about your money and how it's being spent. And so you won't want to miss that. Don't go anywhere. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara Sevacious on News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.